This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on 25 years of strengthening partnership between India and Germany. The participants are Anil Wadhwa, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
This week, the Indian diplomacy has been buzzing with a lot of activity. As the weekend begins, we have an important guest in New Delhi. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is in India on a 3-day official visit, 7th Intergovernmental Consultations and 18th Asia-Pacific Conference of German Business APK 2024 were also held today. To discuss more on India and Germany, I am joined by Ambassador Anil Wadhwa. Ambassador Wadhwa, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you.
Ambassador Wadhwa, before I get into the nitty-gritties of the bilateral relationship between the two nations, I would want you to explain to us and talk about the Asia-Pacific Conference and the intergovernmental consultations. What is this all about and how does it help in anchoring the strong bilateral relationship between the two nations? Also, if you could talk about the significant decisions taken back in 2022.
Yes, you know, starting in 2011, Germany and India closer together in the light of their joint candidacy in the United Nations Security Council permanent membership, because they became part of the G4 countries a few years earlier. And since then, they have been campaigning for a place in the, you know, permanent place in the UN Security Council. Also, both economies have progressed quite well over the past few years, benefiting from globalization and also linkages with the outside world. The Indian economy has done particularly well, and the German companies have been looking at India for some time now for partnerships, especially innovative partnerships, and those which are have the ability for German companies to use Indian workforce and labor and the market, and at the same time contribute with innovation and technology. So therefore, we had the start of the Intergovernmental Commission, a biannual event in which a number of cabinet ministers meet together and they discuss new ideas which can be taken forward between the two countries from time to time. In 2022, when the last meeting of the Intergovernmental Commission was held, some extremely important decisions were taken in the field of innovation and environment, and at the same time working on new fields like green hydrogen. So both countries have been looking at how to take these forward since then. Many of these ideas will find fruition at the current Intergovernmental Commission meeting, which was concluded this morning. And at the same time, the number of companies from Germany has grown to give a big force. Germany has been looking at creating a mechanism. So the Asia-Pacific Conference is being held in due time with the participation of as many as 2,000 plus main German companies, but many other smaller German companies who would like to expand into India. One of the primary reasons for this has been that in recent past, the German companies have been looking to diversify away from China and looking at new markets in new countries. And India tops the list in that respect because of its vast potential for returns for the German companies. Also, the security situation in the Indo-Pacific has changed. The geopolitics has changed. And therefore, the German government has come up with a Focus India document, which is now looking with new eyes as far as India is concerned and as far as businesses in India are concerned. In the coming months and years, we will see an expansion of this relationship, not only in the economic field, in the investment field, but also in the defense, science and technology, innovation, and environment-related fields. Most importantly, innovation is an important area, which will further get a boost as a result of this current visit of German Chancellor Scholz.
Ambassador Wadhwa, you spoke about the Focus on India paper. That brings me to my next question. This year, we marked 25 years of strong partnership between India and Germany. And last week, the German cabinet adopted Focus on India paper, which you also spoke about, to elevate the bilateral ties to next level. It is the first paper ever dedicated by Germany to any country. Could you please elaborately talk about it and the significance of it, and how does it reflect on the increasing importance of India at the global stage?
There is a convergence of interests as far as politics, geopolitics and economics are concerned, as far as the domestic scene in Germany has evolved. So we've had the war in Ukraine, in which has badly affected the German economy. And of course, the energy dependency has grown. But at the same time, the German companies have also found that there is a disenchantment which has come into Europe with Chinese policies, predatory policies in the economic scene, not only in Germany, but also in the rest of Europe. Many of these companies on their own, and also the German government, is therefore looking at diversification away from China and as much as possible into similar markets. And India is on top of that list because of its potential, because of its workforce, because of its innovation, and also because of the conditionalities that it offers German companies. For some years now, German companies have been exploring this market in all earnestness. They needed that governmental push, and therefore the German cabinet has come up with this paper in order to put its full force behind an initiative which they feel will drive German companies to look at India much more forcefully and much more vigorously. And the fields that have been identified in this paper, under discussion for some time in the Intergovernmental Commission, but fields like defense cooperation, for instance, especially in the naval side, the cooperation in building seafaring vessels, warships, etc., and the German push into the tendering process in India as far as submarines are concerned, that is something which is new, which has emerged as a result of the geopolitical situation which has emerged in the Indo-Pacific and the aggressive Chinese policies in the region. Along with the rest of European countries, along with the United States, Germany has also come up with an Indo-Pacific policy under which Germany wants to contribute to the effort of Europeans towards security and keeping the sea lanes of communication open in the region of Indo-Pacific. Therefore, it needs partners. And again, India is on top of the list of that partnership. India has the capability and it has the inclination to work with Germany in the defense and security field. Also, in terms of the bilateral cooperation from a people-to-people contact perspective, Germany has made a special push towards getting skills from India for its economy. So you look at caregivers or nursing professions and also specialized professions like carpenters, for instance, which are badly needed in the German economy. And for that, Germany is willing to put in capital to train people with and also impart them with degrees in order that they get qualified to work in the German economy and therefore to contribute to its well-being overall. Also, in conjunction with that, there's been a push by German universities to recruit students from India. Numbers of students from India have reached 50,000 now, and they are growing. There's more interest in Germany than many other European countries. Going ahead, I think the position paper, which has been put by the Cabinet of Germany, will therefore act as a catalyst in improving this relationship, overall relationship, further taking the trade to more than $30 billion, which it is at present, and also increasing the investments from Germany, which has already reached $14.5 billion.
Ambassador Vadva, I would like to add on to what you said, that Germany is quite interested in skilled Indians. As a result, they have decided to increase the number of visas for skilled Indians from 20,000 to 90,000 per year. Now, I would like to draw your attention to one very important point which was made by both the leaders, and they spoke about the reform to multilateral organizations, and they also spoke about the reform in the UN Security Council. How do you look at this?
Germany and India have been supporting each other for a permanent membership of a reformed UN Security Council. They are part of a G4 grouping, which has the support of a majority of countries from around the world for the expansion of the UN Security Council and its reform. Both Germany and India have also pushed overall for the reform of the United Nations and other institutions. And in this, they are joined by Brazil and Japan in that endeavor. Both Germany and India feel that the time is now ripe to make a further push towards this aim, because they are now, after all, the third and the fifth largest economies in the world.
Now, let's listen in to Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, who briefed the media on the ongoing visit of the German Chancellor.
The high point of the visit was the intergovernmental consultations, which were co-chaired by the Chancellor and the Prime Minister. The relationship was reviewed across multiple pillars in the relationship, and these are primarily foreign policy and security, economy and commerce, the green sustainable development cooperation, and critical and emerging technologies and innovation, science and technology, and something that is emerging as a very, very important pole of India-Germany relations, which is mobility and migration and people-to-people ties.
Ambassador Wadhwa, I would want to talk to you about the semiconductor mission. How can Germany help India in a semiconductor mission?
As you know, highly industrialized country, it is technologically a very superior country compared to many others in the world. India is well on its path to become a technologically qualified country which can impart knowledge and also to make its own contribution in world affairs. It's very important today that in fields like semiconductors, India has its own manufacturing capability. And to this end, India is making a lot of efforts for some years now. As you know, India has recently also joined the International Semiconductor Alliance, which also includes countries like United States, Korea, Netherlands, and Japan, etc., which are major contributors and also major manufacturers. And of course, is joined also by the industry in Taiwan, which contributes a lot in this field. Therefore, this has cleared the way for India to get infusion of technology, and it needs capital from around the world with countries who can afford to do so and are willing to work with India. Germany has a trusted partner of India, is an ideal partner in this respect. Germany also has an interest in expansion of its supplier base for semiconductors, and therefore both semiconductors and green hydrogen have become part of a statement which the two countries have come out with today as areas of collaboration for the future between the two countries.
Ambassador Wadhwa, now I would like to draw your attention to another very important issue mentioned during the media briefing by both the leaders. They spoke about the ongoing war between Ukraine and Russia. How, in your opinion, do you feel that India will help easing the tension between the two nations, and how does Germany look up to India for this particular role?
So Germany has been particularly affected by the war in Ukraine as the neighboring country of Russia and Ukraine. Its energy security has suffered a lot because it has had to sacrifice on the gas supplies from Russian Federation. At the same time, it has diversified its sources of energy, which has affected its economy quite badly. In order to make sure that war effort does not claim much more resources from Europe, and Germany is a major contributor to this effort, Germany would also like that this war ends as soon as possible. How it can happen is something which countries which are friendly to both sides, which is Russia and Ukraine, they are the ones who can bring about an end to the war, because others are seen as biased parties in this conflict. So none of the Europeans can actually be one of those unbiased parties. And at the same time, the United States is also involved in the side of Ukraine in this conflict. So we have countries like India, which had a good relationship with both sides. Prime Minister Modi has been to Ukraine recently. He has recently been to Russia on a couple of occasions and also talked about ending the war through diplomacy in a peaceful manner. Germany understands that as a country with heft and clout in world affairs, and at the same time a country which has goodwill on both sides, it can actually bring about an end to the conflict if its efforts, not necessarily a mediatory efforts, but at the same time efforts which help to bring the two sides together at the diplomatic table. And therefore, India becomes important in that context.
Ambassador Wadhwa, lastly, I would like your comments on one of the most important aspects of any bilateral relationship, and that is the people-to-people connect. So how both the countries are cooperating on this front?
Our student community, which is there in very large numbers, secondly is our tourism ties, which have been growing, and also the diaspora, which has increased in numbers in Germany. So Germany has emerged as an important country where Indians have made it their second home. Third aspect, importance that Indian festivals have received recently in Germany. As you know, festivals like Deepavali and Holi have now been celebrated with the great pomp and show. Recently, the German Parliament was also lit up at Diwali time, and Diwali is coming up now once again, and that would be on show once again in major cities in Germany. So we feel that this connect, and also the food, the fashion, and the interest that Germans have now in India has grown continuously. This will take our ties even further in the coming years.
Ambassador Wadhwa, thank you so much for sparing your valuable time and enlightening us. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
You were listening to our discussion on 25 years of strengthening partnership between India and Germany. The participants were Anil Wadhwa, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You may listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR.